Hi, I'm the author, Henrik Nemitz. What you're about to hear is something I have worked really hard on for about 9 months, and I would love for you to leave a rating or follow our show if you enjoy it. We plan to start posting weekly on the first Thursday of the new year, January 5th. I really hope that you like it.
Hi, you may remember me. My name is Detective Palace. Do you know why you're here?
I have a few ideas. Am I under arrest? I wasn't read my rights.
No, you're not. Should you be under arrest? To be honest, we don't know exactly what happened yet. But I could read you your rights if you'd like.
Don't worry, I know them. I am a lawyer after all.
Well then, I have a case and I need to figure out what happened. If you'd like to tell me what happened, your time is now.
I know. I can tell you what happened. I blew up a building.
So tell me, what happened?
I can tell you what I know, and only what I know. It all started when... Hi, I'm your lawyer. We haven't met before, but I was assigned to you. I got your file right here.
Your dogger, right? Yeah, let me know what's going on.
Alright, here's the facts. You know what you did. I know what you did. The best thing we can do is probably to take a plea deal. You'll get 5 to 10 and you'll be out. That sound alright?
Nah, we gotta fight this. I'm sure I'll win.
Even if I thought you had a good case, which you don't since you were caught selling pixie dust to an undercover cop, the system doesn't like you, and let's face it, the tattoos all over your 7 foot, 400 pound body aren't gonna help.
Come on, boss, you're supposed to be good at this. You need to have some way to get me out of this. I was just doing what I could so I could pay for my mother's food rot treatment.
The problem with that is that's an alibi, not a motive.
Huh?
It's part of the reason that they'd convict you, not free you.
But that couldn't be. I needed to. You said 5 to 10, yeah?
Yeah, kid. 5 to 10%. For you, that should be about a year and a half or 2 years.
Glad I didn't almost get 100 like an elf.
It's the same amount for both of you. Essentially, it makes the same impact on your life. I then got to explain the entire legal system to him because he didn't understand why we went by percentages instead of years. It was a whole thing.
How is this where the story starts? How would you have time to blow up a building while you're trying to defend an ogre from conviction?
I'm getting there. Anyways, after that meeting, I had to go visit a friend for coffee. We went to the Fairy Cafe on 6th. I got a titanium-sized caramel latte and we talked for a while. They're a journalist, works at the Gazette, and wanted some extra knowledge, as you might call it, on the case I just got. The ogre.
Is that something you do often? Supply people with information?
Not often enough for it to be an issue.
I believe once is more than enough of an issue for me. Thank you very much.
Anyways, back to the story. You still want to know how the building blew up, right?
Of course. Keep going.
I'm not asking for much, just enough to interview his boss.
You can't use your magic on me, Tara. I've known you far too long for that to still work.
Oh, come on. The charm thing doesn't work anymore?
Not for a while, it hasn't.
Fine then, just let me know what's going on.
Why would I let you go talk to a drug dealer?
He's not a drug dealer, he's a drug dealer's boss. And really, you're worried? You'll know I'll be fine.
I know you would be, but then you would be a known associate, or at least could be pulled in as a witness, and I don't really want to have to deal with you in court, you know?
Good point. But have you thought that maybe I would get front page news for once? The Gazette has been on a bit of a downward spiral, and this would be the big break I need to get into the investigative journalism department. The only department with any real fun.
Alright. All I know is that he was peddling pixie dust. Nothing special, just a run-of-the-mill deal.
That's all I need from you. I know who runs this stuff. I'll see you tomorrow.
Do not go see him. That would be a bad idea.
That's all she wanted help with, apparently. She decided that she was done with me for the day. After she got up, I took out my laptop and tried to figure out what I could about the ogre's case. He was a kid. At least, by most standards. He was 15, had to deal with the brunt of the law at his age.
Would you just get to the point already?
I'll get there as soon as I can finish the story.
Just keep it moving.
Hey, sweetheart. You doing alright?
Yeah, probably. Just need to get some sleep.
Well, why don't you take a muffin? On the house.
I know your tricks, Faye. I'm alright. I don't want one.
Of course you do. Lawyers and Faye aren't that different, you know. We aren't allowed to lie, but we speak words that aren't true.
How do you know that I'm a lawyer?
Your screen, hun. I can tell what it means.
After that, I went back to my home. I don't have any more clients to meet today.
You still haven't gotten to the one part I'm looking for, and in the process, you've accidentally omitted several other crimes.
Detective Palace, you can listen to the whole story so it makes sense, or you can listen to me explain that I'm not exactly sure what happened.
You don't know what happened?
Not necessarily, but I do think it will make more sense if I explain the rest of the story. As I said, I didn't have any more meetings that day, so I just went home to work on the ogre's case. Somewhere I was hoping no one would bother me, but it seems that just as I was starting to get really into my work, I got a call. Tara, what do you need?
Finn, you know how you told me not to go to the drug dealer's boss?
Yes, because it would be a bad idea and someone could get hurt.
Well, I did. And listen to this.
I'm not saying that we kill the guy. I'm just saying if he doesn't get our ogre out of charges, that we let him know how much he let us down. Send him a little lesson.
He doesn't even work for us yet. We should send someone to go get him.
If he works for us, maybe he would help us more.
Yeah, boss. Give him an incentive.
Quiet. We have company.
What's happening? Is he going to talk? Charged? What do we know?
I recognized the voice, but I couldn't place it. I was more worried about trying to find my keys.
We know not enough to answer all your questions. He has a lawyer that we looked at flipping for us before. Sadly, he has no family and pretty much stays at work all day. Aiden, Cameron, go get him. He goes by the name Finn Dogger.
Shit, that's you!
Fuck. You have to get out of there, and I have to leave here.
Yeah, leave him right now.
Well, well, well. What do we have here?
We found someone hiding back here.
Take care of them.
What the hell? Take care of this, or I will have to tell my colleagues.
Don't get all up in a bunch. We have more to discuss. What's the plan with the pixie dust?
All you have to do is just keep selling as much of it as possible. Get as many people hooked as you can. We have a plan. You just have to wait.
I need to know the plan. You keep ignoring my calls.
I cannot be seen talking to someone like you in broad daylight.
Oh, are you afraid to be seen with me? Truly, I'm hurt.
I'm risking more than just my status with this.
Are you really going to pull this up again? I am risking my life just doing work with you. Funnily enough, the Underground doesn't really agree with your policies. Working with you is slowly pulling me further and further away from those who can help me. If you don't keep good on your promise of power, we will have a problem.
Boss? We have the elf. What do you want to do with him?
Well, who do you work for?
No one special, I promise. Just the newspaper, the Gazette. I have my ID in my pocket. You can take it if you want to.
A reporter? Why are you even here?
I heard that someone was selling pixie dust around here, so I came to get a story. If you just let me go, I won't tell anyone, and I won't report any of this.
And how do we know you're not lying just to get out and turn us in?
I wouldn't lie. I just want to get out alive.
Look, how about you just give us everything you have on you, just so we don't have anything bad for business hanging around out there. Then you can leave.
That's great. Like I said, I can just pull my stuff out right here and I'll leave. Won't talk to anyone about this, I promise.
That seems acceptable. Do you have a phone or recorder on you? We wouldn't want any of this to get out of hand, would we?
Actually, I have a better idea.